94. Okay. Can you tell me your name, your age, and where you're from for the interview?
Paul Tate, 72, from Saugus, Massachusetts.
Okay, and from my understanding, you grew up in the Winter Hill area. Can you tell me a little bit about what that was like?
Yes. I moved up there when we were about 10 years old. Lived across from Frost Park, which was right down from Winter Hill. Used to swim in Frost Park, and then at night they closed it. Me and my friends, we used to climb the fence and sneak in and go swimming at night when nobody was there. We used to hang up on Winter Hill in the bowling alley when we grew up a little later, went bowling. Knew a couple of people up there. Used to take groceries from the shopping shop with our wagons for the older ladies and walked them home and for money, to earn money, taking their groceries up to the house.
So would you say that was your first job, or what was your first official job?
No, my first job was when I used to live down on Glen Street and used to shine shoes when I was younger, outside the bar, Glen Street Bar.
Can you tell me about how the pay was back then for a job like that?
A job like that, you got a dime to a quarter at a shine. And if they was feeling pretty good coming out of the bar, they might have tipped you a dollar.
And how many shoes would you shine per hour, would you say?
It was only here and there. I couldn't give you a number. It varies every night. Usually on Saturday nights were the best night. So go shine the shoes.
Did you work a lot when you were younger?
No, it was just to earn X of money. Never had any money.
And you said you went bowling with your friends. Is this what you used the money for, or were you saving up for anything?
No, we used to hang around in the bowling alleys when we were younger, when we were teenagers. Instead of hanging on a corner, we hung in the bowling alleys.
Right. And so at what age did you end up joining the military?
When I was 17.
What year was that?
63.
How long did you serve in the military?
Almost 6 years total.
Can you tell me about your experience in the military? What, you know, branch of the military?
It was the Army. And in 63, when I was out on the rifle range, President Kennedy was assassinated when I was trying to qualify with the M14. And they didn't stop that till we got done qualifying. And then they closed the base down after that.
Can you tell me about any funny moments that you've had while in the military?
Funny moments? When we were up in Fort Devens, New York, the lieutenant used to give us a whole bunch of garbage. So one night we got together and we kidnapped him. We put a pillowcase over his head. We brought him into a barracks and we pretend we were going to hang him. And we got away with it.
So, from what I know, you were honorably discharged more than once. Is that correct?
Yeah, that was with that lieutenant in we was in the National Guards. I got discharged from the air for 4 years. Never made PFC. Never, you know, I'd miss a few meeting here and there. So they gave me an honorable discharge. Then I went and took the test for being drafted, and I failed the test with a 4 score. They thought I was mentally disabled.
So. So
going on the road now. Yeah.
Were you ever sent off to war?
Yeah, they after they examined my National Guard test, it was the same test, and I got a 72 on the National Guard test. So they figured I did it on purpose. That got a 4, so I wouldn't be drafted. So they end up drafting me.
And you were never deployed though, were you?
No, I was sent to Washington State with the transportation outfit, and then they were going to go over to NAM, and I wasn't going over to NAM driving a truck. If I'm going to get my ass shot off, I'm going to shoot somebody first. So I put in for a hardship because my father was the only one living at the house, and he was an epileptic. So I tried to get back to Massachusetts, and they wanted to put me in the Boston Army base. They sent me to Fort Devens. So I ended up doing my rest of my time at Fort Devens with the engineers.
Did you make any lifelong friends or connections through that experience in the Army?
Oh, I met some, yeah, but we never kept, after the service, we never kept contacts with each other. I met a couple of kids from my Wyoming and one from out west someplace now, I ain't forget. But, you know, we only kept together for a while and then we stopped connecting with each other.
So what did you do after your time in the military?
Military? When I got out of the military, I went back to in construction.
How long did you do that for?
40 years. The rest of my life. I was in the construction when I was 17. When I got out of the National Guards after 6 months, I was going to go back in for 4 years, me and this other kid, and go airborne. And then we figured we'd take the summer off. So we took the summer off, and during the summer I got pulled into the union. So I said, shit on this, I'm getting $2.40 an hour, I'm not going back in the Army. So I stayed in the National Guards for the 4 years, like I said, and then I got discharged from them. Then I got drafted, discharged from the regular Army, and then discharged from the reserves. So figures, yeah, when I was back in 63, it was figure 63 till now.
So when did you get married?
1968, when I knew I wasn't going to Vietnam.
How long after that did you decide that you wanted to have a family?
Oh, I don't know. Shit happens. Then you decide.
So since you were in the Winter Hill area, do you know anybody in the Winter Hill gang?
I knew all of them. I knew Buddy McLean, I knew Howie Winters, and I knew a few others that, you know, belonged to them. But I was, you know, like 10 years younger than them.
How about Whitey Bulger?
Yeah. No, Whitey Bulger, I heard of him, but I never met him. I knew he ran South Boston because I work over South Boston in construction. I used to go over his bar at lunch and have a beer or two at lunchtime once in a while. But I never met him. I never seen him in Winter Hill.
But you met some of the other ones?
Buddy McLean and Holly Winter, yeah. Well, yeah, because they were up in Winter Hill. They used to bowl in the bowling alley, so. Used to play ball. Yeah. They weren't the gangsters that people think they were gangsters. They didn't act like that. They didn't show off like that. You just knew them. You know who they were. You didn't say anything. You didn't do anything.
Did you ever have any experiences with them that you remember, or?
What do you mean by experience?
I mean, are there any memorable, any run-ins that you had with them or memorable
moments?
No, no run-ins.
You would never know. I wouldn't be here talking to you if I did.
So was there a sort of fear of them in the society or in your community?
What do you mean?
Were people afraid of them or did they
afraid. There was more respect. They didn't act like, you know, this is my territory, you know, do this and do that. They didn't act that way. You know who they were. They did what they, you know, did. They didn't bother anybody that came from that area.
Did you have any friends that were in the Winter Hill gang?
No, I had some friends that did a couple of errands for them. I'm gonna leave it like that. Gonna ask me how good looking I am?
So, when did you end up moving to Saugus? And how long have you been here for?
We didn't. We moved to Memphis first. And then we move up here to Saugus. In fact, I can't even remember how long it's been. Like it's over 30 years.
Oh, it's 4 years old.
Four? And he's...
30-something years.
So Paul was four, and he's what? How old is Paul? 32. So 38 years. Bought this from Nana's sister, who owned this house first. Nancy and Jim Rowley.
So, in the spirit of Thanksgiving, I'm going to end it with this last question. Can you tell me about anyone and anything that you're thankful for?
Yeah, thankful for everybody who's here right now. I'd be more thankful if Nana could do a little more work around here. Jack Kennedy.